All right, here we are. Yet another day at the world. Yet again, exactly. Let me turn the level down. Me, Gregor, Mark, JP, Waxman, Mike Choi.
And Nat is on his way.
Nat is on his way.
Yep.
Just watched the men's 89B session. Mm-hmm. And
The only thing that stood out was, I mean, it was a decent B session.
We're in the restaurant.
Let's say we're
all the sounds you're hearing.
In the restaurant, it's the first time in this championship that I'm having lunch.
Really?
Yeah, a daytime meal.
So usually Gregor has breakfast.
Yep.
And then does not see the outside of a weightlifting venue until 10 p.m.
Until 10 p.m., yeah. But yeah, this morning I had the pleasure to grab a coffee with Dr. Buffer. And we found a really, really good cafe and had excellent coffee.
At the mall.
Yeah. Like third floor, where the food court is. Yeah.
Third floor. French
place, right?
No. He went and got croissants there. But the Kofta place where we had lunch, twice, a couple doors down from there. It's a beautiful cafe.
Yeah, the interior is really nice. It looks like a loungy, super hipster area.
Giant lounge chairs, super comfortable.
Yeah.
Huge, the tables are like sawn parts of huge tree trunks. Astonishing.
Yeah.
Had a flat white and it was delicious.
Flat white, first flat white Starbucks.
First flat white.
Better than Starbucks.
Better than Starbucks, yeah.
So we have to raid the Team USA dorm because they came.
Didn't you just say they're all getting sick? The last thing I want to do is raid their dorm.
No, I think it's got something to do with the cafeteria. There's something going around, a couple of them aren't feeling well.
Oh, shit. No, it's starting. I was wondering when it always starts at some point.
Bound to happen.
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
And, I've been
and in those villages, it's spread quick.
A couple of them are not feeling great. Only one athlete, but, I'll keep it quiet. But hopefully everybody recovers in time. I know a couple of coaches aren't doing so. But they brought like a suitcase of caffeine and kilo stuff.
Really?
They've been doing just fine on call.
Coffee and kilos. Danny Lear, if you hear this, ATG is looking for a coffee sponsor as well. And I'm sure
the two doctors
as well. So, coffee and kilos, we love you.
Yeah, exactly. We love your coffee. Unrelated, but the food today in the restaurant, very good. However, a lot of bones.
A lot of
bone fragments in my meal.
Yes.
I might have swallowed some bone shards.
Yeah, I hope your appendix is
already. I have an appendix.
Not for much longer.
Sean Waxman. Demonstrating knowledge of anatomy that I'm pretty sure is not right, but that's okay. Your appendix, the bone cleaner of the system. Who knew that's what an appendix does?
It's where it ends up.
I thought it was vestigial. It's apparently to clean bones out of your system. Right next to the intercostal, exactly.
Yeah.
Did some laundry today.
Oh.
In the bathtub. Today was laundry day, thanks to Mike Choi. Got his detergent and then washed on the banks of my bathtub.
Yep.
So you ran into Mark Syme, you said?
Oh, yeah. I just had a quick peek into the training hall. And because I know Mart was here, but I just hadn't seen him before. And he's one of the weightlifters that I have regular contact with.
Yeah.
Like, I keep getting, like, training hall updates from him, like, every couple of days, which is pretty cool. And he's a super cool, super nice dude.
Yeah.
As most super heavies, he walks, very slowly.
Astonishingly small, strong.
Yeah. He's not small. No, he's
small,
strong.
No.
Yeah. Right now he says his back is still fucked.
Really?
Clean jerks with a belt. He's just started clean jerking with a belt like a couple of weeks ago.
That's a big belt.
Yeah. It's got to be a lot of fabric.
Dead cows.
Yeah.
Several belts stitched together.
Yeah. His father and his
fencing from a park somewhere. Here comes Matt Arum.
Matt is here, yeah.
Podcasting. Of course you're podcasting.
Yeah.
On the complete opposite end of the spectrum, how the children came from. I saw his last clean and jerk.
They look like they're okay. Oh my God, did he elbow touch?
Both elbows not only touched.
They were like in his thighs.
Yeah.
Because I saw he tried to jerk it, and I saw the look on his face, but I had the TV on, I was just in my room, I didn't see it. But what did he do on his opener? What did he snatch?
55. He missed 55, made 65, 55, then made six, and then missed 60.
Yeah. So 3 for 6. Not bad.
Still pretty good.
Yeah. first worlds. Speaking of U.S. lifters, so we've just heard word that the next session coming up, we're going to just drop this on this podcast.
Sure.
Generally at these meets, if you have two athletes from the same country in the same session, two Chinese, two DPRK, they're placed around the room, I guess at random, and the two countries in the warm-up room will ask to be put.
That's actually new this year. Like, that comes and goes. Like, last year in Anaheim, you start number one, you were on platform number one, end of discussion.
So here it's different.
Last year in Anaheim, that's what they
were. Unless you're Columbia. Columbia is Columbia, no matter what.
But the point is, David, what you're saying is spot on. They've been accommodating this year.
So two Chinese lifters, you know, they move platforms, they lift next to each other. Two DPRK, they move platforms so they can train next to each other. Two U.S. lifters next session, Matty Rogers and Meredith Sasser. Meredith Alwine. Apparently, Piros Tiemas has asked that they not be next to each other.
Or
stay on their assigned platform. Yeah, he's not requesting them to be near each other. So make of that what you will.
Who wants to be near each other?
We're just saying that Maddie, so you know how countries usually like train near each other in the warm-up area or move. U.S. lifters are not doing that. They're staying on separate sides of the room.
Maddie and Meredith?
Meredith. Indeed.
Not French.
Drama.
I have no idea. Hold on. I just got another fucking bone.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It's all bones.
It's all bones. Yeah. It's so annoying to eat this stuff.
It's all bones.
Yeah. Then Ned was talking to Ali Davoodi in the training hall. Maybe you want to mention that. If you... I'm sorry, I interrupted Ned while he's eating his salad.
Yeah. I don't know about calling it salad, but... Salad-ish.
It's covered in mayonnaise and cheese.
Yeah.
I guess in some worlds that's a salad, but... You can see some green in there, so I guess Gregor's not 100%.
It's very unusual to see green on Ned's plate.
That's true.
There's some green cookies. Yeah,
green cookies. I've had those before. No, Ali Davoodi was saying that this is Lasha's last year to get a gold medal. He's like, next year, he's like, it's me.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Next year, it's me. That's great.
Good for him.
He's getting better really fast, though. And
dude, he's 190.
I wouldn't. What?
Maybe he was 190 or?
He did 195 in the training.
195, sorry.
Yeah, but he can do probably 200, 205.
Yeah, I was telling you that.
He's 19. Right. You know what I mean?
And Greg, going back to Mark saying, did somebody say earlier in the week he was having trouble or something? Was it
his back.
His back,
yeah.
Mark always has, like, injuries.
But this time it's like...
that's a big machine.
He didn't have those back problems before.
He has one of those machines that, like, jabs you that everyone likes. And he said it's amazing. He said he really likes it.
Yeah.
He gives it his full endorsement.
Full my time endorsement.
Yeah. How that back hurt. There's a lot of meat around there.
Right? There's a lot of protection.
Oh. Yeah.
He's fun to watch, though. He's just so strong.
Thanks for doing it.
We have time.
What do you say, like 185, 230?
Like, he was joking, but yeah. Because I was like, Mark said 200, 250. He's like, more like 185, 230. No, he'll do fine, I'm sure, in the clean and jerk.
Yeah.
But last year, it was sort of like a breakthrough for him. It was like almost at that 190 range, right? I think he was around 190 last year.
I mean, I think he has snapped 190, right?
He has done 191.
Right? I just think he hasn't done he hasn't done the green plate yet. He's working on that.
95. Yeah.
If he can get there, he can cause trouble because he'll clean it. He'll be on the back seat if he's healthy.
I mean, between Talakadze and John Gabayev,
55. Yeah.
There's really only like one medal left.
The two are locked up, and there's one more.
And then Fernando's probably 200 to 245. But I mean, yeah, no, there's actually a lot of good supers, and then it's just a question of like what sort of shape Albegov's in.
So for him, it's I'd like to talk to him about that.
Oh, he doesn't have to be top seven.
He doesn't have to be top seven.
He'll get the invite. Top eight. I'm sorry. Thank you. But like in that next round.
But yeah. he can do. He can
be
do
like the number one fan.
For sure. It's not Definitely. Even close. But I get it. You know, it's ego, and you want to, you know, do your thing. And I know he wants to be seen as a top world competitor. I don't blame him, but, you know, just from a strategy standpoint, he doesn't really have to push here. And I've heard he's had a little, he's a little banged up last time.
I don't think it matters because I think even if he does push, there's a bunch of guys who are still better than him. I do think he has a lot of potential to be really good, especially his snatch has gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's, you know, we were literally talking about supers, and we haven't even mentioned two of the Olympic medalists who are here. Like, Terminidze and Manassian are both here.
Terminidze is kind of in a rough spot, right? I mean, the only thing that would really clear the way for him is if Lasha got hurt, which nobody wants, but I mean, you know, that's not a guy who's going to cut body weight.
Just the PSA there is boneless chicken available.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yes, yeah. But that's dry.
But you know what I mean? Like, and you're right, Terminidze is...
You know, I don't think that everyone... I mean, I can't really speak, you know, I'm not Terminidze, but, like, I don't think everyone's sitting there thinking, like, oh, I have to be the best ever. I think Terminidze, like, kind of knows his place. He's like, okay, he's like, I'm a really good super, and the best super of all time is lifting with me. You know what I mean? Like,
well, what I'm saying is, in prior Olympics leading into this, you could have two supers in the same session. You can't do that anymore, so he's...
I mean, I don't think it matters to him. Like, I think he just enjoys training. You know, they get paid pretty well, and you know, he can still win like world medals. Like, he has his Olympic medal.
Yeah.
Realistically, like, what's he gonna do? Win gold? No. So, you know, like, bronze, silver, like.
Sorry, Terminidze, if you're listening, by the way.
Yeah.
We still like you, but
no
gold. Yeah.
No,
he's
really good, and he's a super talented snatcher. Like, I mean, a lot of people forget about this, but how many supers snatched 200 plus at the 2012 Olympics? Can you name them? Let's see who's
definitely Salimi.
Well, yeah. Do you know how much Salimi snatched? Let's see who's good at weightlifting trivia here.
208.
Okay, Salimi snatched.
No, it was more.
2012 is what we're talking about.
2012.
It was 208.
208.
I thought it was a little bit more.
All right. Who else can name the other people that snatched 200 or more?
Top of my head, I've been looking.
All right. Well, Elbegov also did 208.
Okay.
And people forget about him, but Terminidze snatched 201.
Oh.
You know? So, I mean, and I know that now, in like the age of like Lasha, and well, I mean, kind of the age of Salimi and a whole bunch of the other guys, people think that like 210 to 215 snatches are normal. But it's not. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well, we said it last year, even in Anaheim, because that session in Anaheim was terrific.
Yeah.
And I think, Sean, you said it. It's like Fernando might snatch 200, and he's not even going to be in top five.
No.
I mean, he's going to wind up in fifth place.
I mean, to go back to like an era where big snatches were this common, you really have to go back to like the 2000 Olympics. That session had like something like six guys snatch 200 plus.
04 was pretty decent. You had Rezazadeh doing more than 200. You had the Bulgarian. What's his name? Shigashev?
Shigashev's Russian, but yeah.
No, in 2000, Shumurkin.
Shumurkin?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. He did like 205 or something like that. Yeah, Shumurkin.
I mean, I can't name every lift and number, but I remember watching that session. Like, obviously, not in person or live or whatever, but yeah. But yeah, I mean, like the 2016 Olympic snatch session was incredible.
That was
too
ridiculous.
I mean, Terminidze got fourth in the snatch, and he did 207.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
You know?
It's ridiculous.
I think it was, like, Salimi 216, Kalakadze 215, Minasian 211, Terminidze 207. And I remember, I mean, Bafa and I were there. Bafa was actually shooting for Hook Grip there.
That's right.
And also commentating on the mic. Like, in all of his videos, he's like, well, you know, let's see what Terminidze can do here. But...
Yeah. With
and then every couple minutes he says, I hate you all.
Referencing Sean Waxman.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or what was it? I hate you.
It was Waxman on the feed of the 49ers say. And the best part is there's like 5 seconds of silence.
Yeah.
Because like we're waiting and like I Ed said something to Waxman, and there's like seconds of silence. The athlete's walking out, and then Waxman just, I hate you guys.
I forgot. What were we busting his balls about?
Because he said, I went back and listened.
This was long and.
There were many things, but he said earlier, he's like, oh, she's just gonna. He said something about like her giving too much effort or something. Like, oh, she put too much energy in. And so I said, she's really got to lower the intensity on this or something like that. She's got to give this 180%, Waxman. And then there's silence.
I just got to say one other thing. Just so no weightlifting trivia people call me out. Anoush Farahani also snatched 204 in 2012. Mm-hmm. He was the other guy who snatched over 200. Okay. I got sidetracked.
In fairness, I don't remember.
Did qualify it and say, I don't remember.
No, sorry, that's 2000. 2012, I do.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
But you can still send your complaints to Gregor.
Complaints at allthingsgym.com.
Yeah. It's full of.
He's going to check it one day.
Yeah.
Goes right to the spam folder.
And forward straight to Bafa at allthingsgym.com.
Exactly. And on that note, close out. I'm going to go try to find something without a bone to wash down all the bones I've currently ingested.
Into his appendix.
Into my appendix.
As we learned today.
As we learned from Dr. Waxman.
See you later.
Once again, I hate you guys.
Men's 89A session just wrapped up here right now with Matt Aaron, Gregor Winter. What would we say about what it means to be an Armenian lifter?
I don't know. It was just classic. The 2 for 6.
The 2 for 6.
The Armenian 6 for 6.
Which is the Armenian 6 for 6.
Yeah. The Armenians just take crazy attempts. The only person that I could really compare it to would be like, they're kind of like a whole bunch of Rostamis who aren't as good as lifting.
Except Rostami makes lifts, yeah.
I was going to say, I aren't as good at lifting.
They jump on the weights. They have no business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, it's not to say there aren't Armenians who are good. I mean, there are like the Simons and the Gorman Asyan's pretty good, especially in the snatch, but I would say like the vast majority of the Armenians just are not consistent. Either that or their coaches are just calling crazy numbers.
They're certainly...
They just want to be aggressive, but I'm not sure.
Certainly not as good as they think they are with the attempts they put down on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I think they would make the argument... Gregor in the elevator.
Oh, man.
I think they would make the argument that they're like going for medals, not for 6 for 6, blah, blah, blah. But
listen, man, anyone can have a medal attempt loaded on a bar. It's another thing to actually take an honest crack at it.
I mean, he went 160, missed it terribly, somehow made it, and then was like, fuck it, I'm playing 168 on the bar. Yeah. And keep on, this is a guy who obviously has a pretty good clean and jerk. I mean, he made the 205 pretty convincingly.
Yeah.
And... Well, I mean, why not? Why not maybe go 165?
When
I mean, why?
Right? You know, you stay in the game.
Yeah, like
he was. I forget what it was, but he was like 12th or 14th or something with that 160 snatch.
Yeah, but it was actually pretty close because gold medal was 69. Hello. 819. Now everyone on the podcast
everyone
is going to know which
knows
rooms
that room. Aram's room number.
819.
Yeah.
And.
Okay. We're going digital.
We're entering our hotel numbers to get access.
This is advanced. Normally they write the numbers down. Yeah. Now they're...
All right, 764. CMH, just Chitita.
Not like this.
541.
541. Thank you.
Placebo. Entering in the dining area now. But a few more guests. Unwittingly entering into the podcast zone. Sean Waxman shoving spaghetti in his face. Mark Canella operating two phones. JP Nicoletta pretending.
He's got his phone and his burner phone.
He's got his phone and his burner phone.
Thank you.
We're just talking about what the Armenian coaching quote unquote strategy.
go big and go home.
It's like the Romulans.
Romulans. That's
exactly. First, get some food.
Let's get some food first.
Get food before
we'll be back. Hold on.
Okay.
So, all right, we're back.
We're back.
Pedro is here now from USA Weightlifting. This is a podcast, by the way. So.
Oh yeah, it is.
Impromptu, yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We were in the office last night.
Yeah. Office.
During that conversation, a new IWF rule came up that will go into a place next year. And when I heard it said, I said, "Oh, that's interesting." And then I woke up this morning and I thought I was being lied to flat out. to be made fun of. So, Adrian, do you want to tell us?
Yeah, tell us about the new rule, please.
Is office as in bar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's my office, not Sean's. That would be the bathroom.
Yep. So there will be a new rule implemented in January 1st that if you touch the bar with your foot, it's a no lift.
Even when you sit up, not you.
Yep.
Good. I like that. You respect the barbell.
Oh, that's a respect bro.
Respect the barbell. Yeah.
Before or after.
You know who doesn't step over a barbell? Becca Kopa.
But I grew up with that, you don't put your foot on the bar thing. You know, like you don't step over
the sole of your shoe. It's gross.
I get
sole of your shoe. It's going to be on your collarbone. Yes.
Is it only IWF or is it Cascade Down?
Well, it should be Cascade Down, yeah. Right? I mean, it's everyone will adopt it.
We're supposed to have it
all the way to a local meet here in the States.
They're going to lose their minds.
Yeah.
Can't wait. You and me. I'm with you, Sean. I'm with you.
Did you guys think that Russian girl, speaking of weird rules, like where she like didn't get the down signal? I know it's not that weird of a rule, but I think she got the down signal.
I thought she got it too.
She didn't. She didn't get the down signal. She did not.
We all said good lift.
To me, I was like, yeah, that was a good snap.
Yeah, the jury overturned it. We're like, they can't for the president. They can't.
Yeah, it was a good lift, but she dropped it before the down signal, for sure. For sure, 100%.
To me, like, the whole concept of the down signal, it should go in the favor of the lifter. You know what I mean? Like, if you get a late down signal, but in the opinion of the judges, you made the lift.
Yeah.
Then I think that you should still get the lift.
The three judges felt like, I mean, they're the ones who are in control of that.
Yeah, of the down signal, yes. Yeah, the down signal will only come after two.
No, but like, I'm just saying, like, I mean, come on, let's be honest. A lot of them are old. Like, what if one of them was like trying to hit the button, but they're actually like touching their phone by accident? Like, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes they do that.
I mean,
I've seen lots of times where I've seen like the lifter looking at the center judge, like, you know, give me the down signal. And the center judge is going like this, and like, you know, something's not working right.
I mean, listen, if the judges were the ones in control that said it's a good lift, I'm with you. You got to go with it.
I mean, I know the way the down signal works is when two of them press it, then it just gives the down signal. But, I mean, if they're just late with it, then I think it shouldn't be something where they overturn it. It should just be like, well...
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, we saw, I'm trying to remember which nationality it was, that the guy was clearly waiting for the down signal, you know, and he was holding and holding and holding into it until the down signal came. Oh, no. I'm speaking out of turn. The Venezuelan guy had the feet were not parallel.
Clearly was not parallel.
Yeah.
But then he got the down signal, and then the jury did not overturn correctly.
Yeah.
Because you can't say, okay, I got the down signal, that's why I put it down. Otherwise, I would just have my feet parallel.
That was a good
quote.
Yeah.
Quote Junior World
Record. Gentile might
have. It was 204. 204.
He didn't have his feet together. No. I wondered about that.
I mean, here's the thing. There's no rule that says, sorry, I just dropped it. Whatever. Just dropped the bottle cap. The rule is that your feet have to be in the same plane, not that they have to be together.
They have to be on the same plane.
Yeah. I think he was on the same plane. His feet were spread really wide. You know, so it looked like he wasn't like standing up all the way, but his legs were straight, and it from the side it looked like his feet.
His legs were straight, but it looked like his torso was not on the same plane as the feet, which is not. But from where we're sitting, it's tough.
I mean, you know, it depends on, are we talking like 1 degree of angle off? Like, he certainly wasn't like super twisted.
No. You know, I give it, like, I think most of us here would say in a gray area, you go with the athlete.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, in my opinion, the whole idea is, like, you know, you're trying to figure out who's the best at lifting barbells over your head. Like, you know, as long as you're reasonably pretty much proving that you're in control of it over your head.
Yeah.
And you did everything mostly, like, within the rule. I don't know. Some of the stuff seems...
Yesterday there was a call with someone... Have his knees fully extended, right?
Oh, you had to wait a little bit. Yeah.
Well,
coach was yelling,
if I think it was an Iranian, if you if you paid attention for that, to that, the center referee was making like this to him. The center referee was like doing like hand signals saying like
I didn't see that.
Put your leg straight.
Is that allowed?
I saw that. I don't know if it's allowed. I don't know if it's allowed.
In the 71 session, there was one lift where, and I forgot who the lift was, but she dropped the bar and she like winked at the center ref, like, come on, give me that. And she got it 2-1.
I'm not positive.
And she got it 2-1, but it was the center ref that turned her down.
Yeah.
It was great. I, why can't I remember?
Am I crazy? But yes, was the Russian, was the, when they played with the Russian national anthem, was the first time they played one full through? Or they play them all full through?
Honestly, I have no idea.
No idea.
Because we were...
I don't really know the national
the flag, anthem. Usually they would stop when the flag gets to the
but
top.
But we haven't heard the national Russian anthem in a long time.
So. Yeah, yeah, it's been 2015. Well.
But I think...
It might be shorter. They might have a set amount of time where they just cut it off.
Yeah, but this was... I mean, it was at the top, and it was just still going. Usually when it gets to the top, it stops. But, well, I don't know.
Something fiber.
Talking about the flag?
Yeah, the flag.
Oh, so there was an issue with the flag raising. Apparently there was something remotely that there was an issue because it happened earlier where there was a problem and then the lights didn't follow.
Right.
So I think there's something mechanical. I don't think it has anything to do with the song.
Are you trying to come up with a conspiracy theory?
Peter, do you know why they made that rule change regarding the foot touching the bar?
Respect.
Really?
Yep.
Just respect.
Basically that. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Soon they forbid bar dropping in training halls. Which, by the way, I've got some epic bar drops videos.
Chinese.
So does Ned. So does Ned.
It's not Empty just
bar,
the Chinese.
Yeah. All
it's
of them
it's
do
the Koreans.
I've got one of Tian Tao. He had the bar on like in like a it was just an empty bar in like the back squat position kind of. He was just doing some warm-up stuff. Popped the bar up like kind of over his head and in one motion like slammed it on the ground. Not like all out slam, but like added acceleration on the way down.
It was an instant 9.5.
Yeah, it was like a 9.5 out of 10.
Is it rude if I leave to grab more food or no?
No, man.
No. I'm doing the same way.
Yeah, I know. Okay. We're getting great feedback. People love it.
People love it. Yeah.
They love the informal nature of it. We're right here in the thick of things.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about the competition t-shirts?
Oh, wait, no.
Are
we not talking about
that? No.
Yeah.
No. I'm going to wait until...
Well, listeners.
I need to get to the venue now before you clean them out.
Yeah.
That's okay. I ran out of Manat, so I'm down to 80 Manat. I need to change more.
Because I can see these on the button.
Oh, great shirt.
And they'd go
just leave it.
No, they'd be gone immediately. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll just tell the listeners, they have some of the best competition t-shirts of all time for sale here.
Hall of Fame competition t-shirt.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's a great shirt, and that Matt generously gave me one today.
That's true.
And it, I mean, the lifting was good, but the highlight of my day, maybe, that shirt.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's getting passed around on the table.
Discovering
right
the competition t-shirts here was the highlight of my day as well.
Bringing smiles to people's
faces. By the way, they have the most, I got to tell the listeners about this because they have the most bizarre set of stores here. So they have a store out there that literally is just selling straight up clothing. Like you can buy, I'm not even kidding. You're not going to believe me, but when you go see it, you can buy like 3 packs of Hanes blank white shirts. I'm not even kidding.
In the venue?
No. Yeah, in the venue. If you're like, okay, I just need some more undershirts. Just like blank white shirts.
Why have you been doing laundry all?
Right? Yeah. I did laundry day in the bathtub. Like a fool, if I had known.
Yeah, no, they just have, there's like bizarre stuff. You can buy like just, there's like a shoe store. They're not like branded. They're just like Turkmen shoes. But they're not like ethnic, you know, like cultural whatever shoes. They're just like
just
kind
shoes.
Of they're you know they're just standard like kind of running shoes.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pick up some stuff.
It's bizarre. I mean, anyway, I was gonna get some Hanes shirts, but I ended up getting competition T-shirts because you know
right,
it was a little
good
better.
Right,
yeah, yellow competition.
Getting the championship shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else happened today.
The women's 71.
Yeah. Maddie winning a medal.
Maddie got a medal.
Zhang Wangli looking impressive. Like a beast.
Zhang Wangli was just out of this world. That 152. Double body weight clean and jerk.
Watch the ATG warm-up video with all attempts soon.
Like six months, maybe.
Yeah.
6 months, I'll have it ready.
Probably.
Yeah. No, that was a great performance. And Maddie did really well, too.
She did great. She kind of quieted everybody.
She only missed her last clean and jerk, right?
A little, bit of a really healthy rivalry between the two of them, Maddie and Meredith. But Maddie's not ready just yet to step down.
No, absolutely not. I mean, I was unclear.
She's
I think
still stepping up right now.
Yes. Yeah, still stepping up. What kind of shape she would be in, but
it's going to be interesting, though.
As good as we've seen her.
Forward.
Maddie?
She did a two.
I thought Maddie looked great.
Yeah, she did 238 total, which is 1 kilo under her old 69 record. So she was, pretty much right in line with her
did
best.
Did she do 238 today?
Yeah, she did 105-133.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you think about, the move in the body weight category from 69 to 71. For her, I don't really think there was much of a move. I wish I knew what she weighed in at.
Yeah, I wish they'd show that.
So what's the next body weight class up?
76.
Okay, so Maddie weighed in at just over 69.
Yeah. No, she's not a full 71 by any means. And she's actually had, a tough year with a bunch of injuries. And at one point, she was on some medication, which caused her to lose body weight. She's off of it now, but so she's still coming back, but yeah. She'll definitely be doing significantly more. The problem for her is that 71 is an Olympic class. Obviously, her goal is the Olympics.
She's too far from 64.
And she's
tall.
Yeah, the problem is she's already tall. She was a tall 69. She's still a tall 71.
Yeah.
And really, she is the right height to be a 76. But the trouble is that the process of going from 69 to a full 76, if you don't want to just be fat, is a long, long process. And she literally just doesn't even have enough time to be a full... Literally, she could do almost everything perfect. Unless she, starts using drugs, she's not going to be a full 76. Yeah.
And you told us earlier, right, that she will have Zhang Wenli in his 76 as well.
That's true. Zhang Wenli was competing as a 71, but the Chinese have said, actually openly and in private, have said that she's going to be a 76 in Tokyo.
Which takes me to the question, what Sarah will do? Because Sarah, on the other hand, is too short for 76.
Yeah.
You know,
Sarah Ahmed from
Egypt. Sarah Ahmed.
Yeah, it's really bad for her, actually.
Sarah Ahmed.
Here's the thing about Sarah.
She had a great clean jerk today.
Yeah.
Good stand session, too.
Not her best. I think if Sarah wanted to be, she's the right height to be a 64.
Yep.
Now, the question is has she... Because, she won an Olympic medal at 69, right?
Yeah.
So... I mean, she's been a 69 for a while. I remember years ago she was a 63 when she was a youth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy that she's still a junior because she seems like she's been around forever.
It's like cool.
But she got really good when she was 15, so that's why it seems like it's been forever. But it might have just been too long that she's been up at these body weights for her to be a 64. But if she wants to medal in the Olympics. Again, she has no choice because the 76ers are going to be lifting too much for her.
Yeah.
And she's going to just be a ball if she wants to try to be 76.
Absolutely.
I mean, if she wants to be... I mean, obviously she could lift. Here's what's interesting. At the Olympics, you could probably be a 76 and lift it 65, right?
Exactly.
So obviously she could be, I know she wouldn't be 65, but she could be not a full 76.
Well,
but then she's going to be giving up so much in...
True.
What about the Pan American Federation of 76? That's what Maddie is worried about. That's not just to qualify. You qualify as a top lifter in the Pan Ams.
Who does she go? Who's going?
I mean, the best 76 is definitely going to be Lady, ladies did a 145 clean and jerk the other day in the training hall. And I think Lady is much, much more on her way to being 76 because Lady always had to cut for 69.
Mm-hmm.
And Maddie's very rarely had to do much of anything to make 69. Like there's been a couple times, but for the most part, she's been at that weight or even under. So I don't think Maddie has a really good shot at beating Lady in the 76s. Now, of course, a year from now, maybe things look totally different. Maddie could have an amazing training cycle. But the way that it looks right now, Maddie would have to make like a very significant change to catch up with Lady, because I think Lady's going to be doing like high teens and something in the 50s and the 76s, and that's like a long way from where Maddie is right now.
Yeah, those are big numbers. I mean, a 76 is just a totally different person compared to a 71.
Yeah, especially someone who's not a full 71.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Because like Maddie should be, if she's walking, if she weighed in at barely 69, then I mean she should really be walking around like 4+ kilos heavier minimum, and that's like that's a big difference. And Lady's walking around at full 76 these days.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, that's going to be interesting. The classes were just terrible for some people, and Maddie's one of them.
Well, I mean, I think they're terrible for anyone in the great middle of the bell curve in terms of body weights. The 89s, which is where most men sit, and the 71s, which is where a ton of women sit.
Yeah.
I don't know why those decisions... I mean, we can speculate on why those decisions were made. Nobody...
I mean...
Somebody knows somewhere.
You know, I think it was worse for the men, because I think the women are more competitive at slightly lower body weights. Like, I think the most competitive body weight for women is somewhere in, like, the 58 to 63 range.
Yeah.
So I don't think they wreck the women competitiveness quite as much as they wreck the men competitiveness. But they just screwed it. Like, people who are good in the 85s, like... Yeah. Like, a lot of them are screwed. Like, Tian Tao
is... 96 is so big compared to 85 and compared to 89. Yeah, Tian Tao tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
So I mean, every class
is exciting. So Marathi and Meso.
It's going
to
be you.
It's so weird to think of, like, Tian Tao is in the category with Sohrab Marathi. Like, they're very different-looking human beings.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Even though Tian Tao's bulky.
Tian Tao's 96, yeah. But even, like, to think of, like, when I saw that Kianush was competing in the same category as
he was
Sohrab.
Looking beefy. Like, well, he's a junior, right? With the afro.
Who?
Oh my gosh.
Kianush was Stani.
Oh, Stani.
Yeah, not the guitar lifter. No.
Guys, Waxman's going into this. Just on the listener
has actually lost his mind.
Yeah.
It's understandable. We're 6 days in, 7 days
out
in.
I'm going to jerk off. What do you
expect? I hate you guys.
I hate you guys. You have to hesitate a second.
You have to wait 4 seconds.
Yeah.
I got like a Waxman shirt made that just says, I hate you guys.
That would be your best seller.
Yeah, I know. It will be.
You misspell one of the words.
So, other highlights that we should touch on?
All day was a highlight.
All day was a highlight.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough for the 89s, even though it wasn't like epic numbers. I mean, just the way that competition unraveled.
Yeah.
It was such a tight competition.
It was fast paced.
372 won it, and like 365 was like seventh or eighth place.
Seriously? Yep. So, if you went down to, what was it? What did I say? Sixth? It was like 4 kilos that separated first to sixth or seventh
place. And then 10th was 11 kilos away from
me. Yeah.
Everybody was
It was 372, 371, 371, 370, 369, 369.
It was a tight competition. I mean, it was good, you know. Even though, like you said, the numbers weren't like, oh my God, these are, world records. I mean, real world records.
Oh, Arley was injured.
Yeah, Arley.
So what happened?
He was injured.
The snatch, he went from, 13th to 1st? Then the Belarusian did the same thing. The platform 3 did the same thing. Right at the very end, jumped all those places. That was pretty cool.
You know what was crazy, too, was that Rezi Davitadze, I did not expect him to clean a jerk 203. Now, first of all, his snatch was exactly what I expected. He did it was either 67 or 68. I can't remember for sure.
I think he went 68 because he missed 67.
Okay. Yeah, he just like couldn't quite stay by 67 when he's standing up with it.
I'm planning on going to a different office. That's
right. The 68 was about normal for him. I mean, he's made at least 65 before.
Yeah, bars.
Something in that range. I remember he made 65 at European Juniors last year in Albania. I can't remember for sure if he's made more. So 68 was about what I expected, especially going up in body weight.
But he always had trouble in the clean.
He's never been a good clean and jerker. He's always been kind of like this like 65, 90 guy or 63, you know, 88 or something. Like that was kind of like always his numbers. And now he's doing like 203. Like that was not.
I didn't see that coming. Yeah. I figured he had that second one on the board after he missed. He missed his opener, right? I was like, well, yeah. All right, he gets the second. And then his third was better than his second.
It was a great lift.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about?
Ribas Davitadze.
No, oh, not Arley still. The Georgian.
Oh, yeah. That's a great junior athlete.
Yeah.
He reminds me of Tanier in his build.
What?
Both of them had braces.
Yeah, they're both they do children.
Also, Koha has braces now.
Yeah.
All the cool kids have braces.
Maybe all the strong kids. Secret.
Yeah.
Maybe we all need braces.
Yeah.
That session was awesome. 7 medalists, 3 from South America, Chile, yeah. Venezuela, and yeah. Colombian. The Colombian that competed in the B session almost got the bronze in the
close.
Yeah, I jinxed him completely because I went to call him, right? To say, hey, stay alert because you might get a medal. So in the last lift, he lost the medal.
Here's what's amazing about Rodallegas. He is not at all a good squatter.
Really?
Like, really bad. Like, he literally missed a 210 front squat in the training hall.
Wow.
Now, he came back, like, they made him do it again, and he made it. But, like, he missed a 210 front squat in the training hall. Jeez. And I was just like...
Doesn't CJ front squat that for, like, a triple or something?
I mean, yeah. CJ probably front squats that for as much as he wants. Like, yeah. CJ front squats that, like, you know, when, you know, the lights turn off in the gym is when he stops. Like, I mean, CJ, I'm pretty sure CJ paused front squat at 230, like, over a year ago, and I'm sure his squat...
I don't doubt it, yeah.
Well, no, because his coach posted the video, so I know he did it, but I don't think that his coach has him front squat super heavy. They kind of go lighter and faster sort of thing.
If you can do 230 with a pause, you're probably...
Yeah.
You're okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, CJ, yeah, I mean, CJ's, like, on a whole different level, and this guy weighs a bunch more than CJ.
Yeah, like 20 kilos
more. And he is not a good squatter, and I actually said to... I was watching this with... Yonatan Rivas, the 96 from Colombia, former 94, and I just said to him in Spanish, right, I was just basically like, wow, he's not a strong squatter, and yeah, Rivas was just like, yeah, he's like, he's terrible at squatting, but he's great in the snatch and clean and jerk.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
I mean, the guy clean and jerk, 203, and actually, he did well at Pan Ams. He did similar numbers at Pan Ams this year. I think he got second to Arley at Pan Ams in Santo Domingo, and he's just... Like, I don't understand how you can miss 210 front squat and clean and jerk 203, but
right.
I guess that's what the sport is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a squat competition.
It's not a squat competition. Yeah, there's a lot of people. He wouldn't even make the team. I mean, like, Yor Moreno was just destroying squats in the training hall. Like, just, like, he was just doing, like, 255 reps like nothing. And like, this guy was just, like, struggling. Like, his 225 looked like, I mean, way slower. Like, for instance, the guy, the Venezuelan probably has the best squat in the whole competition. The guy who made the 204 that, you know, maybe his feet were together, maybe they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he posted a video doing like a 310 double or something like that.
God.
I don't remember the number. I'm probably getting the numbers a little bit wrong, but like, put it this way. Let's say like 300 double for sure,
yeah.
But something in that range. And like, I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
What else happened in the training hall today?
I wasn't in the training hall a ton, but what I did see was Lydia went super light, literally was doing like clean pulls with 90. And I was like,
jeez.
I was like, how do you even, and not only that, but she was doing them like super low. Like she wasn't even like popping the bar up. It was literally like a slow deadlift and then like a little half-ass shrug. And I was like, I don't even know what the point is.
She lives tomorrow. She's taking it easy.
No, she doesn't. She's 81.
Oh, she lives on Friday.
Yeah, so.
What day is today?
Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
I never keep track of which days of the week it is, but
yeah.
I know like how many days out people are.
Yeah.
But
it was just 7. Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's 2 days out, but she was just doing basically nothing. Yeah, basically. I mean, I guess she
always
was doing more than me, so I guess
yeah.
That's what. Albegov clean and jerked up to 210. I posted the 210 on the hook grip story. Aram now did. I was actually surprised he went this heavy, this close. But Aram now did a 215.
95%. I think that's the most I've seen him do recently. He did 215.
He
right?
did. He did a 215 clean and jerk. And here's what's also strange about this. And like, I'm not sure why he did this, but he literally did 95 and looked like he was like getting ready to just like put his stuff away and like whatever. And then all of a sudden he's like sitting there talking to the coaches, whatever. He just gets up, puts some greens on, and just goes again. I was like, what in the world? I thought for sure, like, as I was watching kind of from afar, when I saw him like starting to put the greens on, I was like, I gotta walk over this direction. At first I thought he was gonna do like pulls, but then he didn't take straps out, so I was like, all right, I guess this is a clean and jerk.
Yeah.
And then after that he came up to me and in Russian he said a lot of things to me in Russian, so who knows what sort of information he gave me.
So clearly he thinks you speak Russian.
I think it's more so that like he really wants to tell me stuff. And he doesn't speak English.
So, I'm just gonna go for it.
So he's like, you know what, I'm gonna tell him this stuff. And you know, whatever he understands, which by the way was nothing. You know, whatever. So he kind of had the coaches help him explain some words. Like he would yell at some of the coaches, and the coaches would like give him a word in English, and then he would say it to me. But basically what he ended up telling me was that over the weekend, and I did find today is Tuesday. I do know that because I had to look at it when he was telling me this. He told me over the weekend he was, I don't know, is this how what words can I use on this podcast? Just anything?
Go, yeah. I mean, Sean,
Sean Waxman.
Yeah.
In Russian, you can say anything.
He was basically saying he was like shitting his brains out and throwing up all weekend.
Really?
And apparently, he has not been the only athlete who told me that.
He got
Ritvars.
Like, Ritvars
had the
same
shits.
Yeah, wow. He said he had like bad food poisoning essentially over the weekend.
He has had the shits.
Yeah. Kind of blowing up athlete spots here, but that's
what's
right.
That?
We're blowing up athlete spots here, but.
I mean, you know, they're blowing up their. They're blowing up their toilets.
Exactly. Everyone's getting a little sick here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he said that his legs feel really weak. But, you know, hopefully he's got 3 days.
He's 15,
he's,
though.
He's 3 days out.
I haven't seen him do more than...
He did 180 snatch yesterday.
Okay.
And,
on his personal Instagram, I didn't see him do more than 215.
No, I've 215.
Yeah. And it looked not easy, but also not max. You know, it didn't look... I didn't watch it where I was like, oh, well, you know, he's 230. But I definitely wouldn't say that it was one of these things where, like, in the competition, I think that he won't make 216 or something
He could do 216, probably. Maybe yeah. 217.
He told me that, I mean, as best I could understand, based on his rambling and... Russian/Belarusian. I don't know what he was rambling. And what the coaches managed to translate one word at a time. As far as I could tell, he was basically saying that that the clean was what felt hard.
Really?
So, yeah. Which is weird for him, because it used to just be like,
yeah.
You know, he used to be like an elevator.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah.
Go right up. But,
I'm excited to see him back on the platform.
I didn't see a lot else.
Fun to watch.
We saw Mart. Also, Gregor and I talked to Mart. Mart says that he... Mart, here's the other thing about Mart, though. Every single time I've ever seen Mart, he's telling me about how injured he is.
Yeah.
So, like, literally at every Europeans, every Worlds, like, Olympics, everything, if I ever message Mart, it's always like, I'm injured. So Mart, once again, claims he's injured. Then again, last year he claimed he was injured, and he clean and jerked, like, 253 with Iranians yelling at him. So
he needs the Iranians. He needs them.
Hopefully...
They're close, so they could come.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this was also interesting. I talked to the Iranians in the training hall today. I was like, how did you guys get here? And basically they were just like, well, what we did was we flew to, I'm gonna mess up the name of the town, but it's like, it's the big Iranian town that's like closest over the border, kind of.
No, not
Tehran.
I'm Googling it.
It starts with an M. It's like
Maryland.
What
else starts with M in the States?
Mashhad.
Yeah, that was my turn.
So they flew from Tehran to Mashhad, which is actually I'm having trouble on Pedro's map here. Anyway, I don't know where it is, but they said it was a bit of a flight. And then what they did was they took a bus from Mashhad to here, because apparently that's the easiest way to get here, because there's no like flights between Tehran and
really.
No, there's like no flights to here. Are you kidding me?
There's only about 5,000 flights I think a year in and out of this airport. 5,000 or 6,000.
I have no idea what the number is on flights, but I do know that there's very few flights here. Like for instance, Meso Asono was in Tashkent before this, training in Uzbekistan.
He went back to Moscow.
It would be about a 1 hour flight ish to get from Tashkent to here. I don't know exactly, but somewhere in that range, hour and a half. He had to fly all the way to Moscow and back. and that's like 4 something hours each way. And the other thing was, so it would have been even shorter for him to actually go from Tashkent to Dubai to here, but he has a Qatar passport and he's not allowed to enter Dubai.
Not allowed to transfer.
Sure, why? Well, I don't know why.
Because they're, you know, Qatar and, you know, they're having the Qatar blockade, et cetera, et cetera. So he actually had to do that because, yeah, there's no flight between Tashkent and Ashgabat. I assume it's some sort of disagreement between the governments. But, yeah, there's no flight from Tehran, which is, Tehran's super close. Tehran would be like less than maybe an hour flight once again.
That's ridiculous.
So that was how the Iranians got here. I got some other numbers, too. The 102, you might remember him, Reza Behrouzband. He was the one that was always going back and forth with Farhad Sabirov from Uzbekistan. They were always battling as like 94 juniors. Like for instance, in 2016 Junior Worlds, Sabirov won. He beat Behrouzband. And then 2017 Junior Worlds, Behrouzband won. And they've kind of gone back and forth. Like they've had a couple of really good battles at like Junior Worlds, Asian Juniors, stuff like that. So anyway, I was talking to Behrouzband, and it sounds like he's going to lift as a 102, even though his category really is 96. But he's going to lift as kind of like a light 102, and they think that maybe he could clean for a 225.
Don't they have somebody else also in 102?
Ali Hashemi. So Ali Hashemi's probably better in the snatch. Like Ali Hashemi's like a very kind of like even balanced lifter. Like he's not great in the snatch, not great in the clean and jerk, but some of the Iranians are very like not as well balanced, and Behrouzband's one of them. Behrouzband's kind of like maybe 70, 225 or something, and Ali Hashemi's like maybe low 80s, 217 or something. So it's just, we'll see what happens, but that could be a good battle with them. And then trying to think. Oh yeah, Ali Davoudi, of course. I think we talked about that earlier though on the podcast.
Cool, not, but
checking out.
I'm not sure. I can't remember any other good stuff from the training hall today. Mark Syme, I think, told us. I know we were saying he was injured, but he told me he was going to do a 140 snatch today, maybe 150 tomorrow.
I thought you were about to say he was going to do a 140 snatch.
Oh, in the competition.
Period.
No.
Whoa, he must be hurt.
No. I think he's okay. He always says he's hurt. So, like, I mean, I don't really believe him. It's kind of like, we have this this thing, the term in the training hall when people tell you the wrong thing is when they meso you, because meso always tells you the wrong thing. Meso will be like, yeah, I'm gonna snatch up to 160 today. Snatch 170. Like I'm gonna clean and jerk 220. Like 205, he's like, okay, I'm stopping. Like, it's never right. So I just ask him, I'm like, okay, well, I know what you're not doing. So now let's just see what actually happens. And to be fair to him, like, a lot of times it's his dad telling him that he has to stop or whatever, because his dad's his coach. But, yeah, no, like, people, I mean, I've noticed it more at this championships than any other. It's like, people just tell me the wrong thing. They're like, yeah, no, I'm not doing anything today. And then I'm like, for instance, Simon Martirosyan said he wasn't going to do anything. Simon Martirosyan said that he wasn't going to do anything in the training hall, and then he cleaned her at 220 that day. So I mean,
maybe that's nothing for him.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think that he thinks I'm asking, are you going to clean her at 250 today? And he's like, oh, I can't do 250. It's 5 days from competition.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
And he's like, I'm not doing anything.
230.
Like, yeah, 220, whatever. Silly. Anyway, that's one of the tough things about what we do is that people don't really tell us the truth.
That's okay.
Or they don't understand. I don't know. I'm not saying they're
like, I don't know, now speaking, yelling at you in Russian. I'm just gonna try that. I'm gonna try it with him in reverse. I'm gonna go up to him and just start yelling at him in English. Be like, "Why? I have so many things I just want to tell you right now. Why? Why
are you?" You know when people are when you're talking to someone who doesn't speak your language and you say it and then you look at them, they didn't understand, and then you just say it louder, and you're just like,
"Is that what he was doing to you?"
Basically, it just wasn't working. Believe it or not, on the other end of that, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Yeah, if someone doesn't know English, you can't just say it to them again louder.
Man.
You know what I do?
What do you do?
In those situations, I just start speaking Portuguese.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
I know, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So I was talking to the Russian coaches that invaded the warm-up area after the victory, right? And
they always do that.
Yeah. Well, they always do that.
It's like a Russian tradition. Dude, it's like when someone wins, they always go into the back to congratulate him.
Yeah.
And they're just used to doing that, even if they're not.
You're like
10
people hugging Artem on the monitor while we're like,
exactly. Rattling. And it was the funniest thing that as soon as he made that left, I told the guys here, the organizing committee, say, put a lot of people in the warm up area because they're going to run into it. And it, just like that, boom. Yeah. I got there and there's like 50 people inside them.
You didn't stop them?
He was just pushing the volunteers and running over.
I saw the Egyptian coach was trying to hand the flag, and you had to run and tell him to get out of there.
No. Had to fuck out of there. Yeah.
Yeah, the little 49 from China. Who? How do you say her name?
You know, I'm really not sure, but because I haven't heard the Chinese say her name all.
Yeah, I think she ran up to Deng Wei when she was on the podium, and she sprinted up and gave it a
The Vietnamese one. Yeah. So Mahmoud was a medal presenter for the Egyptian for that session. I think it was a 71, right? 71. Yeah, it was a 71 for Sarah. So he was there to present the medal. So if you look at the video, Mahmoud is telling the other Egyptian coach, like, get the hell out of here.
I saw it,
He did like two hand signs, like, get out.
I was taking metal pictures, and I saw Pedro running up to the Egyptian coach and telling him, get the fuck out. I don't know how you say that in Arabic, but you were saying it.
In Portuguese,
yeah.
It doesn't understand English, so.
So you switch to Portuguese.
There you go.
Then we're even.
Try the Aramnath technique of yelling louder first, and you're like, all right, I'm just going to go with Portuguese. One of these is going to work. All right. I don't know if my battery is going to last any longer, so.
Was a solid
40 minutes almost. Oh my 36 God. Minutes. I know. This is going to be a long episode. So we have like 10 minutes from earlier.
Sorry,
it's like 36 minutes of me talking.
It's good. This is turning into the Nat Aaron podcast. So.
True. Oh, by the way, we were talking about a possible podcast today.
Yeah.
And we were going to call it All Things Grip.
ATG.
ATG.
And now we have a logo for it.
There you go. You're set. Yeah. All Things Grip. Yeah. I support that fully. All right. See you guys later. Signing off.